T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
Pleasure to welcome the Stanley Cup champions, the St. Louis Blues. I watched it very carefully. I watched that season, and I said, gee, they're not doing very well this year, but you'll see the story. It's an amazing story of comebacks. Congratulations. These are great champions behind me, great athletes. I always respect great athletes, but they're also very smart, because you can't win unless you're smart. Takes more than just the muscles, right?
Yes, it does. Making America great again at the White House yesterday. The Blues all showed up. What a great ceremony. And I was a little jealous. All these people I knew were up there in the Rose Garden. I guess my invitation got lost.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm. How that happened.
Mine three. It was cool to see all those people we knew up there, though.
Yes, indeed. All filtered in there. We talked to Frank Cusimano up there yesterday. You see the president's jersey? Said Trump 45 on it, the Blues jersey. That was pretty awesome.
Cool.
That was pretty awesome. How great was it to see a team largely made up of players from a foreign country, but representing St. Louis, no controversy, went to the White House to be honored by the President of the United States, no false resist movements, no fists in the air, no disrespecting of this great country that made their careers possible. How great a feeling was that yesterday to watch that, to stand up, to respect the president. He respected them. He spoke lovingly of little Layla. He invited her up at the podium. I thought that was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Funny part was listening to the announcer for the White House slaughter Alex Petrangelo's name when he invited them up. And then the president slaughtered Craig Berube's name.
He did, yeah.
Barraby, I think he called him, didn't he?
Yeah, Barraby. Well, and we had heard it Barraby so much over the season that when he did it, I was like, oh, come on, man.
And you know, all you want is your name to be pronounced correctly when, you know, the president's
it too.
It's like, I follow this team. I love this team. Craig Barraby here. I'm like,
oh. It was, we know, so you're busy, man.
But. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, at least we have hockey to look forward to.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, I watched yesterday. I was frustrated. I saw the Cards getting their rump handed to them there in the first inning. And you felt horrible for the pitcher. You felt horrible for the players that duffed that simple, should have been a pop fly out to right field. And I'm like, oh, there's something in the Cards here.
Yeah.
No pun intended. There's something. There's a little bit of destiny involved here for the Nationals. And the Cardinals just happened to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Think about what happened for the Nationals here, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a Nationals fan, although I'll root for them now that they beat the Cardinals. They get to sit home and rest and nurse their injuries and get the other series is up at 2-1 now.
Yeah, the Astros.
It could
late.
Go to seven because the Yankees are a good team. They just haven't done much so far. In the meantime, the Nationals get to rest on their laurels and play a little golf and get ready for the World Series.
I keep wondering if Bryce Harper wished that he had stayed.
Yeah. Is he with the Nationals at one point?
He was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was thinking, I don't know anything about the Nationals.
They finally make it to the World Series and Bryce Harper.
Harper's not there.
Yeah, but what, you know, that ceremony yesterday the for the Blues. What an up yours to LeBron James. I had people.
LeBron James.
I had people reaching out to me on social media yesterday. Where did you get that? Where can I find that soundbite? And I had to send them a Google link to the little kid.
You know, so you are encouraging more people to walk around yesterday going, LeBron James.
So many relationships are going to be ruined over this.
LeBron James.
No one can even say it that way. Like, it's just, I mean, we all try.
Everybody thinks they can.
LeBron, he just needs to shut it at this point. There's no defending what he said or the way he said it, because it's just so obvious that he's in the tank for whoever his tennis shoe endorsement company tells him to be in the tank for. And in this case, it's not the United States, it's China. It's not pro-democracy forces anywhere, which gave him the opportunity to be the best player in the greatest country in the world. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't care. He cares about the almighty dollar, clearly. I don't know. And national championships, maybe. One of the two. That's what he's doing.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.